Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Still a sizable amount of corn acres left to harvest across the Northern Plains. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has more in this update.
This corn harvest has been challenging for farmers in the Dakotas and Minnesota. Much of the crop is still wet and less than ideal test weights are being reported. At this stage in the game, what options do farmers have? Ag Country Farm Credit Services Marketing Education Specialist Katie Tangen explains.
Between the test weight discounts and the high moisture, and a lot of guys trying to decide if it's even worth it to combine now or if maybe they should leave it in the field until March and try to get it to dry down a little bit over the winter. So you can get in the field. You know, in your 30% moisture, you're going to have the shrink, probably some low test weight, logistical problems, propane's expensive, drying costs are going to be high, and then you're going to have to shrink on top of it. So the costs of taking it out are a lot higher than what most people would have anticipated.
The flip side of leaving corn in the field over winter relates to crop insurance. Tangen says there is a chance insurance may not cover it if the sole reason for leaving corn is due to high moisture.
You're going to be at risk for that loss, and you'll lose some over the winter, just, you know, corn falling down, just losing cobs here and there. So you will have some yield loss on that, and you have to try to balance the two. You know, the other part is, say we get to next spring and it's still wet. Standing corn left from 2019 is probably not going to help make your argument for a PP case in 2020 because the last crop is still in there. So, you know, there's a lot of things that come into play. You have to be kind of careful how you go about this.
The end of the insurance period for corn is December 10th. Hear more from Tangen in the latest Rural Perspectives podcast found at rrfn.com. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
Brazilian.